All right, everybody, welcome back. So this is going to be a new episode following the path to success. We're going to go and obviously delve into the first segment, which always talks about my personal situation. So actually we're going to focus, and this is going to be an episode that deals with a lot of my situation in terms of where I am, the challenge that I have facing me, and ways in which I can overcome that challenge and use that challenge and have tools that will help me get past that. So my main thing is, today's Friday. I start my first day at the job next Monday, and I do expect my first paycheck at that job, not this upcoming Friday, but the following Friday, so the 23rd of August. Now with this does put me in a little bit of a weird space, because I did just come off a vacation last week. I didn't work this week, so I do not have a paycheck coming in. Now I did just pay for my expenses, so I have my cell phone paid for, my student loans paid for, I have my subscriptions paid for, everything like that I have paid for, my insurance. Now the only thing I have to worry about is pretty much leisure and food, obviously rent as well, but that's already been taken care of. So the cool thing and the scary, the challenge that I have, which may sound surprising to some people, is I have $45. So I have $45 that has to last me until the 23rd. Now that's 14 days. So now obviously you do the math here, and you're looking at $45 divided by 14 days, you're looking at $3.21 a day. Now, you gotta be thinking, that's impossible. I'm living in Jersey City, New Jersey, right next to Hoboken, right next to New York. There's no way somebody could live off $3.21 a day. Now, this is the challenge for me in terms of, I've gone very, very frugal before, and I'm known as a very frugal person, but this is definitely the biggest challenge I've faced. And the crazy thing too is, with that $45, what's even going to make it harder is I have to get to work every day. So we're talking about commuting to work and back 10 days. So this is definitely going to make things tough. If you're looking at about $5 a day, 10 days, you're looking at 50 bucks. That's all your money right there. So we're going to have to get creative here, to find ways in which we're going to be able to make this work. And a couple of things that I want to get off right off the bat is, I'm going to be making one trip for food. I'm going to be making, obviously, my commute trips, and I'm going to try to cut everything else out. Now, a lot of people struggle with this because of the fact that they're like, I'm 22 years old, I'm in reasonably good health, beautiful weather outside, I'm right next to New York, you're going to have a pretty bad lifestyle and pretty crap lifestyle for the next 2 weeks. Now, would I like to do other things? Would I like to go out to eat or go see a movie or go down to the beach or do anything like that? Of course, obviously, I'm normal, I'm human just like everybody else. We want to do that kind of stuff. We have that, or have a little bit of a social life, but it's just a matter of, in these 2 weeks, there's certain people out there that do things to get things done, and they are able to kind of take any means necessary to get there. And there's some people who say that they can get there and say that they could do some things, but they never really back it up with any kind of proof or any kind of evidence to back themselves up. So this is kind of my proof and my evidence that I'll be tracking in order to back myself up and how I can do this. So I'll be showing you guys in every video. Basically, all the spending is going to be probably done from my card that has the 45 on it. If I am doing any spending in cash, if I do have any cash, which I don't have right now, I will let you guys know. I will include that. I won't try to do any cheating or anything else like that. Now, I believe I can make do with the 45. If I can't, I can't. We'll see how close I can get it. And we'll go from there. But now this is, we're talking about cutting everything out. So for me personally, I I like to drink socially. I like to do certain stuff socially that it's going to cost me money that I'm just going to have to cut out for 2 weeks. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, I can't do that. It's too difficult. Well, I don't know how else to put it besides you gotta toughen up and you gotta say, you know what? Who cares? I'm gonna do what I wanna do because that's my prerogative and nobody can step in my way on that. So tough thing too is, so talking with my roommates, obviously I live with two roommates. My roommates wanted to go to the Jets Giants game yesterday, turned that down, couldn't do that. And my one roommate is picking up some some stuff for us to use, which normally would be $75 for me. So I got to tell him, hold on to it. I can't pay for it right now. 14 days, I'm totally down. So that's something that I'm going to have to deny, which is tough for me because, I mean, it's, me and my roommates, we always hang out and we always have that stuff that we want to use. But now the other thing is I have one roommate who's going down to the shore. He's got some friends who they're getting a shore house and they're going down there for all day Saturday and a little bit Sunday. So that's a really fun time. Not going to be a little party. My two roommates also talked about going to the movies tonight. They want to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Movie looks absolutely amazing. I'm a huge Leonardo DiCaprio fan. I'm a big Brad Pitt fan. Not going to be able to watch that. Now, it's a matter of having tough conversations. And that's one of the big things I wanted to go over is having those tough conversations. Because that's one of the hardest things for me to do is to talk to somebody who you are good friends with or your close family member or anybody who you are definitely close to on a daily basis. And being able to have a conversation, knowing that they are not going to like the outcome, but you're doing it for the good of your relationship and the good of basically yourself. So now I'm not doing anything consequential to them at any point. I'm not taking anything from them. I'm not depriving them of anything that they're entitled to. They just might not like it. Because you guys are close friends, they want to do some stuff with you, and you just got to tell them. Now, for me, it's huge because my two roommates do make a different amount of money than me. They have different lifestyle. They have different bank balances than I do. So they just have the freedom. Good for them. I mean, I encourage them to go out, go to the movies, go to the beach, do everything they want. My dad actually asked me if I wanted to go down to New Jersey where they're living now. To help him with his kitchen renovation. So I might end up doing that Saturday. He did say he'd pay for the commute there and back. If my roommates are gonna go down on Saturday anyway, I might just go down with them. But otherwise, we'll see. Cause that'll be a nice way. Maybe I can get a couple meals in there, which I don't have to pay for. So it might help me out going forward. So I can kind of make this food that I have here last longer. Which is basically just pizza, pasta sauce, eggs, bread, peanut butter, cheese, mac and cheese. That's pretty much it. So that's gotta last me as much as I can. And so now going forward, we're definitely going to keep track of all of our expenses. It's not gonna be that hard. It's $45. It's not that hard to not be able to keep track of that money. So we'll definitely be able to do that, I think, with relative ease. It's just a matter of actually completing this challenge. And it's a matter of disciplining yourself. And I mean, this is something where I was talking to my dad about it earlier today, where it's gonna suck. Like, you definitely feel it in terms of, there's probably a couple of people out there, I don't know if this is you or if this is someone in your friend group, who might be a little bit embarrassed, especially I'm 22, so just graduated from college and just getting like my first legitimate job out of school. And everybody else around me, for the most part, is doing reasonably well. My two roommates are doing well. I know some people from my high school that are doing well, from my college that are doing well. And right now, I can consider myself doing the worst off out of all of them. And being that person in your friend group or person that's close to a lot of other kids around your age, and your coworkers or your colleagues, and seeing that you are the worst off out of the group, it can make you feel pretty bad. Definitely. I mean, I've learned to deal with that because my aspect is I'm able to do things in the short term. I'm able to make a lot of sacrifices that I don't think they're able to make, even though they didn't have to make them. So, I mean, they don't, it's not like they should make them if they don't have to. But I think with the lessons that I learned, the sacrifices that I made during this time, I could take that and extrapolate that out further to really give myself a competitive advantage in the long term. So even though I might be in the worst spot now, every month that goes by, every paycheck that I get, slowly get myself in that better position, whether that's through, I mean, your traditional metrics is what I see all the time, what I get compared to with friends, whether it's credit score, money in the bank, leisure time, material goods, you name it, family relationships, girlfriend, bunch of things like that in terms of that show you how you're a functioning person, good mental health, good physical health. So I definitely, I mean, my physical health isn't great. It's okay. It's pretty good. My mental health isn't great again. It's okay. It's pretty good. I would say it's above average, especially for the situation that I see myself in, which I'm not being arrogant or anything else like that. I mean, that's all this mental health. I've been in tough places, definitely in the past, in the recent past too. Physical health, I would say I'm a little bit above average, but no girlfriend. Do have a close family, so I do have to definitely be grateful for that. But obviously no career or monetary success gain whatsoever right now. Do have some money that I have to pay back to my dad, who's been helping me out a little bit with food costs and rent costs, just because of the fact that I wasn't working. I was looking for a job. Same with my roommate. So one of my roommates is I'm really good close friends with, and he's helped me out a lot. So I want to let you guys know about this, and we'll be tracking this, and I'll tell you guys how I'm doing. But let me guys know how, like, what your situation's like. If you're dealing in any of the same kind of like social circle situations that I'm in, or if you're going through any of the financial issues that I'm going through, you name it, let me know. Leave me a comment in the video, like this, share it with anybody you want, or DM me on Twitter at stclair12, St. Clair 12, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. And so that pretty much wraps it up. I'll probably be making another video, I would say either this weekend or early next week, just because I want to keep things going. Might not be discussing like this $45 challenge, but it might be about something else. I just know that this $45 challenge is coming up for me today, and it's just a matter of how I'm gonna be able to attack that, showing you guys I can do that, showing everybody else I can do that, and maybe you guys can take a challenge like that. You can, maybe not $45, but you could show each other or show your friends or show other people that, hey, with a certain sacrifice, you could pull through a certain sacrifice and surprise the people around you. Because that's definitely, I think, going to not only help your mental health and give you that confidence to show you that you can do it, but might even impress others around you. So that's it, guys. Appreciate you guys watching, and I'll talk to you guys soon.